Thank you for watching this Texans Daily. This is Nick Scherfield of HoustonTexans.com. And after practice on Thursday, head coach Gary Kubiak gave a health update on the team, including running back Ben Tate, and announced a new player the Texans has signed to the practice squad.
Once again, Demps is the only guy out today, and we signed Cameron Collins, linebacker from Oregon State, to our practice squad. So other than that, we were full go today. Tate had a good practice today. I would say he was better than yesterday, so he's working towards Sunday, and you know, all indications are that he'll get there. You know, so but he did work good today.
Defensive coordinator Wade Phillips came to the podium and started his press conference by talking about a sack that was taken away from J.J. Watt.
Everybody saw where Lass took the sack away from, you know, they went back and took it away from J.J., so I'm just wondering why they didn't go back and take Michael Strahan's sack away from him when he broke the record. I mean, if they're going to go back and take those things away, it just seems natural. It wasn't a running, I mean, it wasn't a pass play, so. But he gets another tackle for loss, and that probably makes him lead the league in that, too. So they haven't done it in the past, and when guys set the all-time record, they didn't do it on that play, so I'm surprised they did it. But, you know, that's okay.
Phillips also talked about what the Texans expect to get out of Cushing's replacement in the starting lineup at inside linebacker, Tim Dobbins.
Dobbins is going to come in and play his best for us. We know that. We know we can count on him, I think. You know, if you look at the game last week, you know, Cushing did go out in the game last week. And we came in, you know, Dobbins came in and played. Brady James had 8 tackles. Our third down defense, which Cushing was not on in the second half, was they were 1 for 5. You know, so our other guys stepped up in that game, which makes me confident that, you know, we'll continue to do that.
And defensive end Antonio Smith, a team captain, talked about how the Texans' camaraderie on and off the field helps to make the defense so successful.
I think that it works both ways. I think that if we wasn't who we was, or we wasn't so loose with each other, like the way we connect and have fun, you wouldn't be able to feed off of each other. You wouldn't be able to play like that. I've been on teams that were, you know, you're just not quite in sync. You can have 2 great pass rushes or you know, a great defense, a lot of athletes on the same team. But if you don't mesh well together, you know, kind of like the first year with Philly, then you're not going to be successful. I think that the fact that we all grew here together and we fit together is what makes us able to play like we do.
Thanks again for watching this Texans Daily. Drew Doherty will be back tomorrow. Stick with us on HoustonTexans.com for coverage on the Texans as they prepare to face the Green Bay Packers on Sunday Night Football.